Full Moon Oracle Message, September 2019. The Harvest Moon, the moon in Pisces. This moon actually showers compassion, love, and magic down on the world. It's time for a little enchantment. As the year's Pisces full moon illuminates our deepest psyches, this full moon awakens us to the things we need to surrender and release. During this full moon, the veil to the spiritual world lifts and boundaries between mystery and quote-unquote reality blur. This inspires creativity and healing. There is so much spectacular information coming from the universe right now, and we can access some divine solutions for personal and planetary problems as we open ourselves to receive. Pisces is also about water. Water is about flow and letting go, releasing that which no longer serves. Sending prayers for the waters of life on Earth is especially potent now. And that's what we're going to be doing together in just a little bit. This moon is also about compassion and empathy, and that starts with compassion and empathy for ourselves. How have you been treating yourself? Blame, shame, self-deprecation all hold us back. Self-appreciation, self-love, self-compassion, and kindness to ourselves create the foundation for us to appreciate and love and have compassion and kindness for others and Earth. So this is a great time to let go of that old pattern of using blame, shame, self-deprecation to get us to do stuff. It's really those are really very, very bad motivators. So give yourself the gift of love first. Now I invite you to join me in the practice of subtle activism. This is a practice of joining together in collective prayer, if you will, to help create healing in the collective. So we're going to deliberately and consciously create a group energy field with protections and safety, and then send our energies out to humanity and to the earth and to the waters to help create healing. So I invite you to close your eyes and sit with feet flat on the floor, a nice straight spine, and begin by connecting with breath. The nice soft belly, allow the diaphragm to really move down into the belly, deepening our breath and slowing our breathing. Consciously slowing and deepening our breath is one of the best ways to immediately put ourselves into a more calm and centered state, to switch us out of the parasympathetic fight and flight system into our calming and grounding parasympathetic system. So continue just to breathe consciously, slowly, and deeply. And with eyes closed, now become aware of your feet. And really feel the soles of your feet. And we're going to create a connection to Earth here. We all really need this connection to Earth, this grounding into Earth. So becoming aware of our feet and creating an imaginal grounding cord. We're going to send that cord down into Earth through all the layers of Earth and rock and water and fire to the molten crystal at the very center of Earth. And see that cord wrapping around this crystal three times. We then see and feel with our inner sight a beautiful surge of divine Mother Earth energy rising up that grounding cord as golden light. See it coming up into the soles of our feet, flowing up through our legs, up through our central channel to fountain out the tops of our heads like a whale spout, and come back around and back up again. This is the negative power pole of our internal battery. So this practice is also going to help you raise your energy, raise your voltage. So from now, we have this connection to Earth, this flow of golden light, which is just continually flowing up from Earth and back around and back up again. We're now going to connect to our positive power pole and bring in our connection to the sun and to the cosmos. So again, with our inner sight, just guiding ourselves to connect with the central sun, the center of all creation in the universe, which I like to think of as the cosmic womb of Divine Mother. And we draw in a crystalline golden white light from there, and we bring it through our sun to come in through the tops of our heads and flow down our central channel, down our legs, out the bottoms of our feet, and then back up around again and back down again, creating this positive power pole flow of our internal battery. And these energies from Earth and cosmos spiral together in the central channel. So we're balanced between Earth and cosmos. And we call on all of our allies from the subtle realms, the spirit realms, the earth realms, the land where we live. And this process is working for anyone who is listening to this at any time. We are all gathered in holographic form together whenever anyone is listening. Everyone is here present in this practice. So we ask for the assistance from the guardians and devas of the land where each of us is, from any of our spiritual allies, guides, and guardians, to be with us in this practice. And now we begin to see ourselves in a circle in our spirit bodies or light bodies, creating a circle. And I'm seeing this as actually a pretty large circle. So thank you to everyone who is doing this practice with us at any time. And we begin to create our conscious group energy field. We're going to send only the highest and deepest and best of ourselves into this group field. So we allow any parts of ourselves that are still working on stuff or any difficult emotions we might be having at this time to just remain with love inside our physical bodies as we send the highest and deepest and best of ourselves, our very essence, into the center of our circle, creating our group heart. And now also imagine a protective membrane inside our circle, like a cell membrane of white light between all of our spirit bodies and this group heart that's forming in the center, that serves as a filter, both so that only what is for the greatest good goes into the center, into the group field, and so that only what is for the greatest good comes back to us. So we are all protected in this practice. Continuing to breathe slowly and deeply, see this group heart forming in the center, however it looks to you. It might have a color and a shape. It might be some kind of light. However it looks to you at this time, each of us is going to see this differently. We see this group heart forming in the center of our circle. And we are going to really illuminate and intensify the attributes of compassion and empathy in this group heart. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this recording, giving compassion and love to ourselves first is really the foundation of all of this kind of work. And so with this now, compassion and empathy developing strongly in the center of our group field, I invite you to see threads of compassion and empathy from the group heart returning to each of us. They might look like threads, and they might look like streams of light, whatever they look like to you. But receive this compassion and empathy, and it comes again through that filter. So only what is for your greatest good is coming to you here. So we each are receiving greater compassion and empathy from our group heart. Just take a moment to breathe that in and feel that greater and intensified compassion and empathy just flowing through your spirit body and through your physical body as your physical body is resting back in its place on earth. And now with this increased compassion and empathy, we return even more to the group heart. So seeing the threads now returning, increased and intensified, greater compassion, greater love, and empathy going back into this group heart now. So see it growing, see it becoming more intense in its color, see it having this greater energy, this beautiful compassion and love and empathy. And now we're going to send this compassion and love and empathy out to all humanity. So see this flowing out from our group heart into the web of humanity on earth. We're all connected. See us as all connected by our hearts. See a light in each heart of all the people on earth. And see our web of love and compassion and empathy flowing out to all of humanity to increase every person's ability to love and to have compassion and empathy. Seeing the light in each heart being brightened and strengthened. And seeing the web as we're all connected to each other through this light in our hearts, also intensifying and strengthening. And this might have a beautiful rose, deep rose color, deep pink rose color. If it appears as a different color to you, that's absolutely fine, whatever color you see. So we see this web of love and compassion and empathy, helping to increase the amount of each of those that all of humanity has at their fingertips, at their heart, in order to use, to have compassion for each other, and to have love and compassion for all things on earth. And now bringing our attention back to our group heart, because the Pisces moon and Pisces is about water, we're also going to send love and appreciation to all the waters of earth. So as we send this love and appreciation to the waters of earth, we intend that this love and appreciation is going to be clearing and cleansing the waters, rivers, oceans, seas, creeks and streams, the underground waters, and the clouds in the air that create the rains. All of these aspects of water on earth, we send our love, we send our gratitude to these waters of life. Water is essential for life. And we as humans are made up mostly of water. So we are also now blessing and sending love and appreciation and gratitude to the water within us and to the water within the plants and the water within the animals and the fish in the seas. Everywhere there's water. We give our thanks and gratitude and love to the waters in all of their forms, for this gift of life, the gift of cleansing, the gift of flow, of learning to flow, clearing and cleansing. We send this love and gratitude into all the waters, seeing them infused with golden light. The energy of gold is very, very clearing and cleansing, and also highly energizing, and of course, very spiritual. So seeing all of the waters on earth infused with this beautiful golden light, and we can connect this with the golden light that we brought up from Earth and brought down from cosmos. So it can be the same golden light that connects us with all of the waters as we send our love and gratitude for healing and cleansing to all the waters on Earth and above Earth and under Earth. With our deep thanks, our deep gratitude, healing the relationship of humanity to the waters. Also sending in our love and compassion and empathy that we're sending to humanity, we're also sending a thread of healing our relationship with the waters of all kinds on Earth. It's the water that we receive into our own bodies, receiving that water with thanks, the waters that we feed our plants with, the waters that the fish swim in the seas and in the rivers and streams. The waters that we use to clear and cleanse our clothing, our food, ourselves, our bodies. We heal our relationship so that we receive this water with thanks. We receive the blessing of water as the water is receiving our gratitude. Seeing this web of golden light infusing all of the waters, and still the web of rose, deep rose, connecting all of the hearts of humanity with this greater compassion, love, and empathy, and gratitude. Clearing and cleansing our hearts and the waters. More deeply connecting humanity and connecting humanity to Earth and her waters. And say thank you to any particular waters that you are connected to. You may have a well or a city water system. You may live near an ocean, lake, stream, creek. Send your particular special blessings to those waters that you are most connected with. And now, as we begin to bring ourselves back, our awareness back into our spirit circle, into our group energy field, it is a time that you can ask to receive an answer to a personal or collective question as these energies come back to us. So if you have a question that you can think of and you can come back to this question and still receive an answer at a later time. So don't worry if a question doesn't come to mind right now. Just receive this understanding that you will be able to receive an answer to a personal or collective question as these energies come back. And I remind us that we are bringing back some of the highest and deepest and best of each of us, which we have all put into this group energy field, to the group heart. So that as we begin now to bring our energies back into our spirit bodies within our spirit circle, know that everyone in this circle has contributed to the elevation of all in this circle. The highest and deepest and best of our essence is shared, so that we are all elevated by this practice. And now bringing our awareness fully back into our physical bodies in the particular time and place where we physically are on this earth. With thanks, with now greater compassion and self-appreciation and empathy for ourselves, giving ourselves this love and gratitude and compassion and appreciation for all that we are as both human and divine beings. And so it is. When you're ready, gently opening your eyes, wiggling fingers and toes, coming fully back into this present time. Thank you.